Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. I ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. But before we bring Brother Jones on the air, I'd like to open the line for prayer requests. If you have a request at this time, please press the number one on your phone. And when the last four digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individual for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every single family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I ask your continued prayer on behalf of our motorists, everyone traveling, especially our truckers, my husband in particular, and all of his friends, that they will respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to their destination safely. At this time, we have no other prayer requests. So again, I thank you all for joining us on Grace Nurture, and I give you Brother Roger Jones. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. We certainly appreciate you for tuning in at such an early hour. I'd like to first of all thank Brother Bradshaw for standing in my place on last Monday. I was traveling and was unable to be in the spot. We certainly appreciate the message that he brought. I had a call from one of the listeners saying how much they enjoyed what he had to say. We've been talking about making lasting change. We could even entitle it making permanent change. We started out with a passage in Psalms 37, 23 through 25. And we talked about if you want to make some changes in this new year, you have to watch your walk. You have to commit your will to God's will. And thirdly, you have to commit your way, the way you walk, to God's way. On the last message that we had week before last, we talked about Proverbs 16, 25. There's a way that seems right unto the man, but the way of the end thereof is the way of death. We gave you three principles that one must implement or put into action if he's going to make lasting change. Number one was you have to raise your standards. Number two, you have to change your limiting belief or focus. And thirdly, you have to change your strategy. You can't keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. And I made mention of the fact that Socrates said that was insane, or that is insane. But on today, we want to give you an additional five things that you're going to have to do if you want to make lasting change. And we want to use for a foundation of this discussion this morning the prodigal son. I won't take time to read the entirety of the chapter, but I will give you a brief overview of what the story is concerning, a story in which we've heard many times from many different perspectives. There was a younger son that decided one day that he wanted to get his inheritance. He wanted that which followed to him. And he talked to his dad, and his dad agreed to do that. And so he left home and he took a journey to a far country. He left and went away from home. And he spent all that he had inherited from his dad through riotous living, ungodly living. And he fell upon hard times. And all of his friends were gone, those that had helped him spit what he had. Text says in verse 15 that he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. The word joined in that text in the original language means that this young man fell upon desperate times to the point that he went and all just practically forced himself on this man that had swines, and he took the lowest paying job that a Jewish boy would ever take. Really had no business having any contact with swines because they felt that swines were unclean. But nevertheless, he fed the swines, and the Bible says that he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swines did eat, and no man gave unto him. Well, when you fall into desperate times and situations, and you become desperate, desperate measures will sometimes cause us to do some desperate things. But in this text, we'll see that this young man had to do what we introduced in Psalms 37, 23 through 25. He had to watch his walk. He had to look at the situation and see that the life that he was living was not where he should be. He had to commit his will to God's will and his way to God's way. And then we can see that he raised his standards. He realized that he was in the lowest point in life, and he had to change his standards. He had to have some higher standards. He couldn't settle for what he was living in. He had to change his limiting belief or his focus. His focus had been upon getting his inheritance and doing his own thing, and he went into a far country, spent all that he had. He had to change his limiting belief. The life that I've been living and what I was focused upon, I got to change that now. And thirdly, he had to change his strategy, his plan that he had to get his inheritance, leave home, and to go and live like he wanted to live, didn't pan out as well as he thought it was going to pan out. And now we come to five additional things that we must do if we're going to make lasting change or permanent change. We have to master our emotions, the way we feel about a situation. Something has to happen to us. I guess we would call it an intervention to cause us to change the way we feel about ourselves and about the situation that we're in. Then we have to change our physical bodies, the way we use our bodies, the way we think about our bodies. This boy had fallen upon hard times. He would have fainted. In the Greek text, that means that he thought about it very seriously, but he didn't, that he would eat the husk that the swines did eat. He got into a low point in life, and he had to reflect upon his relationships, relationships that he'd been encountered with upon getting his inheritance and leaving home. Didn't help him improve his life, but helped him to almost destroy his life. So he had to consider the relationships that he had been involved in. And then he had to look at his financial situation. He was in a situation where he was feeding swine. See, nobody would give him anything. Nobody wanted to hire him. So what does he do? He go and force himself on this man that had swines, and beg for a job. So he had to look at that situation. And then he had to look at his time. Look at the time that I've wasted. And so he talked to himself. The saying used to be, it's all right to talk to yourself as long as you don't answer yourself. But he talked to himself. He was discussing within his heart and mind the situation that he was in and that he needed a better life. He had ruined his inheritance. He almost had ruined his life. And so what did he do? He decided to go home. He said, now my fathers have servants. They have enough food to spare that here I am perishing with hunger. They have enough food to just give me something to eat. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go home now. And I'm going to my father, and I'm going to say to my father, Father, I have sinned against you, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Can't you see the principles that I've been giving you in this story? He began to look at his walk. he began to look at the will that he had, his own self will. Now he's giving his will over to God. And he had to give his way. The way he'd been living was his own lifestyle. He was pleased with doing what he wanted to do. But now he's committing his way to the Lord. And now you see him as he falls into this horrible pit of life, desperate situation, to rethink where he was. I want you to understand that your decisions and not your condition determines your destiny. It's not where you are right now, but it's the decisions that you make where you are right now that will determine where you're going to be in the future or your destiny. So he raised his standards. He had to have a higher level of wanting to be what God wanted him to be. He tried doing it his own way and failed. Now he is changing his limiting belief, wanting to get what he wanted, had from his father, and to leave home and do his own thing, and focused up on that. Now he's focusing up on getting out of the situation and going back home to his father. So he changes his strategy. I'm not going to try to do it my way now. I'm going to go back home and tell my father that I've sinned against him and I'm no more longer worthy to be called your son. Just make me one of your hired servants. And so now he has mastered his emotions, the way he felt about the situation he was in versus how he would feel in going back home. And then he looked at his physical situation. He was starving. He needed food. He's working one of the lowest paying jobs that he could ever have. And then he remembered his relationships back home. He said, my father has servants. I could even go back home and talk to my father's servants. They have enough bread to spare to give to me. And he looked at his financial situation and said, well, here I am begging, low-paying job, and I don't have to live like this. I need to master this situation and go back home to my father. And he mastered his time. He redeemed the time, Ephesians 5. Verses 15 and 16. Next week, Lord willing, and say the same, we're going to give you 7 reasons why we don't make lasting change. What is it that causes us when we know what we need to do and we don't do it? Why is it that we can't bring these changes to reality? Why can't we make that change? And so, Lord willing, tune in next Monday, and we're going to give you 7 reasons why we don't make change when we need to make those changes. At this time, we're going to go to God in prayer. Our Father and our God, who art in heaven, we come and we thank you. You've been better to us than we have to ourselves. And Father, we're just so thankful for your mercy and your grace. We know, Father, that you are a loving and forgiving God. If we will humble ourselves and turn to thee and pray, you will forgive us. If we have not embraced your son and put him on in baptism, that we would do so once we get the understanding that we may be added to the body of Christ, the church of Christ, the church that we find in the Bible, and work out our soul salvation in fear and trembling. Father, we pray for everyone that's on this call this morning. Many are going through some horrific times, some challenging times. But, Father, if they are children of thine, we know that you said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. Father, we ask humbly this morning that you look down into each situation, render those things that they stand in need of, give them the strength to endure through their trials, tribulations, and temptations. We pray for our government. We pray, Father, that they realize that they too must stand before you in the day of judgment and give an account of the things done in this body, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And Father, as we close this prayer, we ask that you would be with those that are suffering from various diseases and illnesses, especially the COVID-19 virus. We ask, Father, that you would comfort them in the ways that they need to be comforted. And Father, we ask that you would bless us throughout the remaining of this day. Help us to walk in your way and to commit our will and our ways to thee, and that will be enough. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.